Once again, Michael Garland joining us from Oceanside Community Safety Volunteers, and we're talking about cannabis again today.
We are indeed, Bill. We are indeed. There's a lot of questions in the public domain, and hopefully we can shed a wee bit of light onto it for everybody.
All right, let's start off. Basically, what are we talking about? What is cannabis?
Well, cannabis basically is a product derived from plants. The part that people get high on is called THC. So it affects basically the higher part of the brain. And basically, if you have it at a very young age, it can have detrimental effects because it affects the development of the brain. But that's the part that gives you the high. You'll hear a lot of people that will want to use it for medical purposes.
Right.
And the chemical that's involved in that is CBD. Okay. And it's still being studied, but there have been some good movements in there. Probably some of the things to be wary of, and this is why legalization came in. A lot of folks out there, they're doing synthetic ones. And some of these chemicals are really nasty. And we've all known about the opioid crisis and everything else that's out there. Some of these synthetically produced can be pretty nasty, especially if you grew up in the 60s and 70s, never inhaled. The reality is that these are a lot more dangerous. Some of them are 30 to 90% higher in THC.
Wow.
So it will have, it can be very, very dangerous for people that aren't used to it. And if it's your first introduction to it, it can be particularly nasty. So we always say, you know, if you want to indulge, it is recreational. Make sure you go through a licensed distributor.
Okay. Lots of changes for those who haven't been to college. What are we looking at? How are we going to recognize?
Cannabis basically is dry leaves, right? It's green or brown. That's most people will use it, to do a joint. You've also got to be careful of, hashish. So that's basically the oils from the cannabis plant. And people don't recognize that sometimes. And again, it's just being aware of it. And, you know, there's different ways of ingesting it. So, you know, make sure that you're really conscious of it. Right now, there is no legislation for edibles. That'll be coming out in October 17th, I believe, of 2019.
Okay.
And the guidelines will be available for that. So right now, our recommendations, stay away from the homemade brownies, because really, you don't know what it is, and you don't know what's in it, you don't know what other chemicals are in there. So again, we just caution people until, you know, we get these things basically labeled, so you know what it is. I mean, you can't buy shampoo unless you know what
exactly
is in it. Why would you ingest something not knowing exactly what's in it? That's for sure.
And there's euphemisms from here to eternity. I mean, devil's lettuce has always been my favorite.
Yes, you know what? And it's true. And that's actually a very good one. I like that one. But yes, everybody has their own terminology they can use. Pot, weed, bud. And again, one of the things we asked, if somebody tells you that they have cannabis and they call it Spice K2 or Cloud 9, please avoid it. That usually signifies that it's synthetic.
Oh, okay.
Which that means, the potency of it. You're not too sure. The people that made it aren't too sure. I don't think you want to really have it in your body.
Okay, very good. And usage. I mean, some of these questions do seem obvious to some of us, but I mean, how is it used?
Basically, you can inhale it. And I guess this is one of the questions we used in another segment one time. We talked about you have to look at it the same as alcohol when you're looking at it from a legal perspective. But when you're ingesting it, you can inhale it, which gives you the quickest high. And that's because it goes into the lungs. The lungs absorb it very quickly, get into the bloodstream, goes right to the brain. That's the fastest way. And a game thing, if you're using a vaporizer or a bong, the same idea. The Eaton variety is the one that we always are, I think we're most worried about. People have it. It takes anything that goes into your stomach anywhere from 1 to 2 hours to get absorbed because there's also where all the acids are in that. Before it actually makes its way into the bloodstream. So people say, hey, that was a lovely brownie. I'll have another one.
Yeah.
Oh, can I have a gummy bear? That's the problem, is that it can really hit you later on. And it will hit you all at once. And so I guess that's the caution we have with people that are looking at edible. And again, right now we're not recommending it because they're not packaged. You're not too exactly sure what it is you're ingesting. So we'd stay away from it. But when you finally see it on the shelf, when the new guidelines come into effect, I think, again, big caution on that one.
Okay. No, that's good advice. Who are we finding is using it?
You know what? It's a lot of people use it that instead of. When they first brought out the legislation last October, everyone was saying, oh, my God, this is great. Everyone's going to be smoking pot. It hasn't turned out that way.
Right.
The biggest thing is people that are already using it will use it. Sadly, youngsters So tweens, and that's one of the reasons why the age groups are have been put into place.
Right.
When the body's developing, it can have a detrimental effect on development. So we're the big push in schools is to make sure they realize, you know, we don't want you using it. At the age of 25, believe it or not, is when the brain is fully developed, and Bill, we go downhill.
Oh, I know that.
So that's why Health Canada had actually established it. It's kind of ironic. Age 25 mm-hmm. has been deemed scientifically as the age where it is safe to actually use cannabis, and yet they dropped it to 18. But then again, between the political will mm-hmm. and science, sometimes becomes it. For the province of BC, so federally it's 18. Province of BC, because they can tighten it, mm-hmm. it is 19.
Okay.
The province of Quebec, they're going to make it 25, in line with the Health Canada guidelines.
Wow.
I know, it's quite amazing when you think of the science and the political expediency sometimes.
Well, that's great information. I mean, I think we've looked at most of what we need to cover this time.
You betcha. And if you need more information on it, there's a couple of really good sites to go to. Go to canada.ca/cannabis. There's mm-hmm. a lot of really good information on there. And if you need more information, by all means, get a hold of Oceanside Community Safety. We do talks to social groups. We also do workplace talks mm-hmm. because employers, you are ultimately responsible, like a driver of a car.
Hmm.
You're driving the bus, and if something happens, you are responsible. So, again, we're happy to get out there, get that message out there, and help guide you on your way.
Excellent. Thanks, Michael.
You're welcome, Bill.